Today is Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday. Listen to a few of the Bible passages that speak about our hearts. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life." Psalm chapter 14, verse 1 says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good." Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 30, "How sick is your heart, declares the Lord God, because you did all these things, the deeds of a brazen prostitute." We may quickly think, yeah, Cliff, but that was then and this is now. We've come a long way. That sort of pride and accommodation doesn't exist in the church. Really? Well, it seems to me that the church has grown soft and has very little tolerance for hurting someone's feelings if they are involved in gross public sin. We have phrases like, "Who are we to judge?" and "It's not a very loving thing to highlight someone else's sin." And once again, mindsets and philosophies and beliefs prove themselves in actions. We have let the world's definition of tolerance and love and judge influence us away from Scripture, and as a result, away from holiness and away from what it means to truly love someone as a church. In one study that I've seen recently, it was reported that when strict prenuptial chastity was abandoned, then absolute monogamy, deism, and rational thinking disappeared within 3 generations. In other words, when there's not a strict sexual ethic, more importantly, a biblical sexual ethic, a high view of the marriage bed, then over time, people lose their minds and as a result are not able to add anything of value to the culture. So take the sexual revolution of the 60s, of which we are now far enough down the road to draw some conclusions. The divorce rate is much higher, adultery is much higher, belief in an ultimate sovereign being is plummeting, and people now more than ever are truly offended when you do not agree with whatever they feel is true about themselves, no matter how much truth and logic you bring to the table, all of which these ideas are housed in the church. Beliefs, mindsets, worldviews have consequences. Sinful actions are rooted in sinful mindsets. That's been the battle in 1 Corinthians up to this point. They're worldly philosophies, and now we are going to see it find expression in the flesh. Does your current worldview bring you any consequences that take you away from Christ? That's the question I want to leave you with today. When you pray today, please remember Tyler Brantley and his family, our missionaries in Argentina. And also remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean Life Word broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.